Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver.
I'm Cindy Broad, reporting for Stockhouse Media. This podcast is part of our metals and mining sector interview series, and we are on the floor of the Denver Gold Forum. The Denver Gold Forum is the world's oldest and largest gathering of precious commodity equities. It showcases 7/8 of the world's publicly traded gold and silver companies when measured by production and reserves. Gold is back, and today I'm pleased to be joined by David Christie, who is the president and CEO of Orford Mining Corp. Orford is listed on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ORM. Welcome, David.
Thank you, Cindy.
David, you've been have over 30 years of experience in the resource sector as a geologist, an analyst, and sitting on the boards for many prolific mining companies, including Osisko and Dundee. Can you tell us a little bit about Orford Mining and what attracted you to this story?
So Orford Mining is a new company. It started trading in October 2017. It was a private company before that. We've discovered what we think is a brand new gold district in the far northern part of Quebec in the Cape Smith Belt. We have high-grade gold showings across the entire 40-kilometer project, and that is why we are excited.
Excellent. You mentioned Quebec. Can you tell me a little bit about mining and exploration in that province and why that is favorable to Orford?
Yeah, Quebec is a very supportive province to explore, both through investment funds, through rebates that give you on money spent, and just the infrastructure of the province.
Great. Can you let us know basically what you've been working on in the past few months? Any new announcements that you've made with the company?
So we have been doing our summer program at Kigavik, which is our gold project. This summer we did a program of IP geophysics, VTEM geophysics, geochemistry, till sampling, geology, prospecting, and finished that off with some drilling. And we announced some partial results from both the prospecting and the drilling last week. And in those results, we intersected some very thick intersections of gold mineralization at the Interlake area. And we've hit some new gold mineralization at the IP Lake Shear. So that's very exciting. We have a number of holes yet to be returned as far as assays go. We found some new showings as well, 649 grams per ton at surface. So we're excited by the project.
Excellent. You closed your financing in July, and that was obviously used for funding the Kikovic exploration project. Can you give us the details of that financing?
Yes, so we did two phased financing in the spring. The first was a $2.3 million financing, which was a part charity flow through and part hard dollars. And then we did another financing that closed in July, which was another $2.3 million. And through those two financings, Alamos Gold came in as a new strategic investor in the company at 22.2%.
Wow, that's fantastic. Can you discuss basically what your long-term strategy is for the company moving forward and sort of what's the vision?
So the Kigavik project is a new project. No one has ever worked here before us. So we have been exploring it with as much effort as we can, considering it's in the middle of the Arctic and our field season's quite short. We spent about 21 weeks on the ground there. We are quite confident that we will make a discovery there of an economic ore body. So that is our goal, is to find where the gold is there, because we know there's gold there. We've had lots of surface showings. And we also have a nickel project we'd like to JV, and we think we'll be moving on that soon. And we're looking for a second gold project a little further south in the Abitibi.
Oh, wonderful. It sounds like there's a lot going on. Can you, just as an aside, let me know what your take is basically on the U.S. dollar and gold in the next, say, 12 to 24 months? What do you see happening?
Okay, putting on my old analyst hat, I was an analyst for a long time. I would think that the U.S. dollar should start to weaken over the next year or two or three. When that happens is always hard to predict. I think as that happens, gold will rise. It is the only sort of alternative to the U.S. dollar. And that's one of the reasons the U.S. dollar continues to go up, is because there's not a lot of alternatives to it when you look at the currency market. But I think that'll eventually take place.
Excellent. Okay, finally, what can you tell our investor audience regarding what your current valuation is of your stock, and why is Orford a great buy and something to keep on their radar right now?
Well, our share price is quite low right now, and I think it's the fact that the bid on gold stocks hasn't quite come down to the small junior exploration companies. I think that will happen eventually, and so as the the euphoria in the gold market starts to get a little higher and the gold price continues to rise, you'll start to see a bid for companies like ours that have the potential of discovering multiple gold deposits on a new project.
Great. Okay, well, thank you very much, David. We've been speaking with David Christie, who's the CEO of Orford Mining Corp. And Orford trades on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol ORM. I'd like to thank you once again, David, for joining us and sharing some insightful information about Orford with all of our Stockhouse podcast listeners. I'm Cindy Broad for Stockhouse Media and the Stock Talk Metals and Mining Sector podcast from the floor of the Denver Gold Forum 2019. Thanks very much for listening.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Dealroom on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.